And welcome to the Swollen Coat Dream. Chris Maddox, thank you very much, Chris. Right, today's guest, we have Red Light Octopus.
Hello.
The Country Bunkin' Band.
Hello.
Woo. Right, where do we start? We're not
Chris
guessing. And Chris.
Right, guys,
I did just say it.
Regular.
And no Russ this week.
Awesome. Who's Russ?
Russ is just one of the regulars.
He used to present it, but then he got thrown off the air for his bad language.
Well, yeah, it is what it is. So, I won't go into events, seeing as I ain't got none. I'll let you lot take it with the Red Light Octopus news.
Go on, Luke.
It's basically.
Yeah,
do you want a drum roll?
Yeah, get the drum out.
Just haggard as it normally is, Swollen Coat Dream.
Good news and bad news.
Which one should we have first? Yeah, get out of the way. Okay, ready for the bad news?
Normally you have a drum roll for the good news.
Basically, Red Light Octopus, as of a couple of weeks, we're going to disband. Fleabag is... Or Mike, yeah, permanent hiatus. Fleabag or Mike is leaving the band to pursue. What? No. I was gonna say pursue his career in ice. Yeah, Fleabag. Right, Red Light Octopus in a couple of weeks gonna split up. We're gonna do our last couple of gigs that we got. We're splitting up because Fleabag wants to sort of pursue his career and stuff. Think he's got some managerial prospects at Iceland, something like that. I don't know why people are laughing about that. It's a perfectly respectable job.
Head of the freezer.
Yeah, head of the chicken wings. So yeah, Fleabag, but he wants to, you know, he wants to go off and do his own thing. So that's fair enough. But
we're not stopping, are we?
Me and Rob aren't stopping, and that makes way to the good news, which is we are now going to start a new band called the Mighty Kites, or Mighty Kites. A little round of applause. And we've got a website you can check out, and it'll be www.mightykites.co.uk. And there's a cool little video up there we made the other night, slaved over
sample
that.
Sample of our new song.
Yeah, sample of a new song. It's really rough, but, you know, that's the way we like it. And, that's a bit of good news. Like, we'll be gigging round your local town, a town near you soon, with the Country Bumpkin Band, hopefully.
Who are here as well. Any news on you guys?
There's not really much to tell. We got a new member now. We've got Liam Bradnick. He's playing the harmonica. Liam Bradnick. Liam Bradnick. What have we got to tell the good people of Swollen Coat?
We've got an EP coming out on 28th.
Yeah, we're 28th.
Is that when they get it?
That's when they're late. We're currently just recording some songs at the moment. And hopefully it should be out this month at some point. We've got quite a few little bits to do, like with gigs and things. And when we did this today as well, which has come out really well. We're really happy with that. Got some good sound, so hope you enjoy our music. But what else we got to say? We played on put on top of a roof the other day. It's pretty cool to say, you know. But yeah, I don't know, really. I mean, we're just you know, looking forward to getting this record out, aren't we, really? Just a CP. Giving it away for free. I don't know. It's going to either be a brief history and introduction to, and then the Country Bumpkin Band, or something ridiculously stupid, probably.
What can you get it from?
We're gonna probably obviously just like fucking God language. We're just gonna put it out. Just like burn off loads of copies and just give it out for free at gigs and things like that. We might try and sort out some kind of downloading thing as well, maybe if we speak to our friend Luke quite nicely.
Is that the Gaz D? EP plug as well.
It's not really right. EP, is it?
Yeah, guys, tell everyone where they can get their EP from.
My EP, album, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I don't actually know. We're all on Facebook, aren't we?
Everyone's on Facebook.
No, but I mean, like, all the groups I use. You can become fans on Facebook, and that's got information, links, and MySpaces, and tour dates, and everything, really. So that's it. So we're going to play some songs now, aren't you?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's it, just four of us today anyway. Our keyboard player's down in London. He's got some auditions for some festival acting type of things, and our bassist is just never here. But you know, he's a full-time man, full-time kind of guy. You know, he has a full-time job, full-time girlfriend. You know.
Don't go there. Ooh. Don't go there.
Most controversial Swallygo dream to date.
What's their name?
All right.
That's cool, yeah, but we'll play some songs for you.
Okay.
It's going to be like the tambourine. Yeah.
Bumpkin Band. Yeah, Country Bumpkins. So, anyone got anything to say? No, anything, any subjects to bring up?
We should probably talk about our gigs, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I think Rob helps talk us up.
Yeah, Rob, you took us for a gig.
Yeah, Rob, give Rob the mic and let's see how it
Rob's rocking I Love New York t-shirt.
It's
nice.
Underneath the other one,
yeah.
So it's
transparent. Yeah. I'm just going to pass it on to him.
It.
You've had it all the time. Yeah. Fucking.
Well,
you're a pumpkin head. I'm just saying. We're going to split up soon, and we've only got a few more gigs. And they're probably. How many we got left now? We got one tonight. You're not going to hear this, so I'm not going to advertise the gig. But if you were there, it was pretty shit, wasn't it? Yeah. we've got. I think we've got two more gigs that we're going to have. Yeah, one in 23rd. In Coventry, I think we're going to have our last Litchfield gig at the George on the 28th of November with the Country Pumpkin Band, and you should all come along because the last time you're going to see us probably ever, and then one little one in Burton to say goodbye.
We'll also do and, a group song.
Yeah, the Funky Munchkins.
Yeah, so there'll be like 14 people on stage.
Yeah, 14 people on stage. Yeah.
And then plus us four, it's 20.
Rob, tell everyone about what we've got to get rid of at all the gigs.
What do you mean?
We've got a lot of merchandise to give away.
Oh yeah, we've got some t-shirts for sale. What sizes do we have left, Andy?
No small, but everything else.
Yeah, so they're going for £5, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got to go.
And then the EPs and that.
EPs and the stickers. We've still got about 200 stickers.
Stickers, everything's got
to
go.
To a gig, you'll get cheap.
Discount price.
And then probably on the last night, when we don't sell any for £5, we'll just probably give them away for like £2. Because no... Hey, Chris, you shut your mouth. Hey. What, have we got anything else to talk about?
No. I really want to hear what
talk about Friday night.
Rob.
Oh, yeah.
What did you get up to last week?
Last week or this week? Oh, how's Halloween last week?
Tell everyone about Halloween, Rob.
Halloween. Halloween was quite eventful.
What did you do?
We all went round Litchfield dressed up.
That was Saturday.
I had that.
Last Friday. What did you do?
Day before Halloween.
You were in your house,
the day before Saturday.
I didn't do anything Friday night. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Chris.
Should we start topic? Opinion.
Yeah. I was going to go into women. Chris normally
women's
has a.
Oh,
it's
just the women's hour.
Yeah, the women's.
Women's hour.
The women's minute. Chris, what are you feeling?
What's the latest?
Pardon?
What's the latest girl you're into?
I'm
not. Is it?
Yeah. I was actually just thinking about the Country Bumpkin Band, not about, you know.
Sex with it.
Yeah, I'm sure they're very good.
Which one?
Actually, yeah, which one of the Country Bumpkin Bands would you have sex with, Chris?
Anyway, I was thinking maybe for their gigs, I've only been to one gig, so I don't know, but maybe they could like dress in Country Bumpkin style attire.
We're trying to think of an image.
Like maybe dungarees and pleats and straw hats.
We thought kind of the dungaree things, but you know we should be. No, what's that song by dungarees? Dexys Midnight Runners, is it?
Oh yeah.
Come on, Eileen.
Oh yeah.
I think we should do that. But
get
high
out.
Yeah. We're having problems with our image right now, but you know.
Your other band member with the banjo was sporting the flat cap.
Yeah, flat cab and the wife beater.
Yeah.
The only thing is, you don't want to be on a serious though. You don't want to be recognised because you look cool.
An image. Oh,
you know what I mean?
You got a good image, I think.
Yeah, we're just all very
not as strange as ours.
Generally ugly and crazy, insane ex-convicts.
Balding.
Hello. From Australia.
So what other like local bands that people like enjoying?
I saw the Ritz, didn't we?
The Ritz.
Yeah,
the
Ritz
yeah.
Very yeah they're touring at
large. Very impressive.
We've played with them a few times.
I ain't seen them yet. I keep meaning to see them, but I'm always busy on them.
They're pretty professional.
Very professional. I wouldn't be surprised if they got some.
Quite enjoyed SOS. What was it? The Old Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
October.
That Dan Gallagher's a bit of a knobhead.
They all are.
But
They won the battle between SOS and Red Light Octopus.
Did they though? Did they?
What was the battle? What battle?
I don't know. That's what I'd say,
battle.
That's controversial.
Warhammer. No way. Man.
Yeah, we had a massive game of Warhammer.
I was going to bet as well that you lot are going to play Why Not next year.
Mighty Kites, might.
Yeah, we're still carrying on. You got to just consider.
Yeah, consider it just an extension of. Yeah, but our music.
What direction musically? He's still going with the whole funk.
Toning it down a bit on the funky edges.
Adding some more spices into the mix.
Just maybe, a bit more melodic, maybe.
What does that mean?
More complicated.
Make it, a lot more complicated. Less funky.
Less traditional funk like James Brown and stuff like that.
What sort of lyrics are you going to go for? The sort of subliminal.
Meaning, more meaningful. More meaningful, I think we should go for.
I know it's the right, just. Probably just really blatant lyrics about what I was doing, basically, but maybe a bit more poetic this time.
We've got to take a leaf out of Bumpkin's book.
We're just trying to copy the Bumpkins in every way. Really.
Yeah, we've got.
I'm still hoping they can.
We're actually trying to copy Chaz and Dave. we're just adding little things. We're having Chaz and Dave mixed with the polyphonic spree.
I love polyphonic spree. I wish you guys got trumpet player.
Well, I want a trumpet player.
French horn as well.
You've heard it first. They want a trumpet player.
Yeah, trumpet
it's
player.
Going out there.
Anyone plays trumpet?
Any trumpet players? aren't you starting a rap band as well, Luke?
Yeah, we're starting a rap group. Me, Chris Maddox, and Gazdy.
Looking for a bassist.
Fleabag?
Yeah, well, he hasn't got enough time for bands at the moment, so he's out of the scene.
Fucking hate this.
but he's not here to defend himself.
Talk about him.
He's still in our band technically. We're starting up a modern cutting edge rap group. We ain't got a name for it yet though, but it'll be
postmodern.
I only got a text about it yesterday and I said, I might do. Well, we'll see.
Well, Chris,
but
you win.
And now you've announced it, I've got to be in it.
Right, that's it then. So yeah, we need a basis for a postmodern for Malcolm for now. So we're looking for a bassist.
<for Malcolm. laughs>
A trumpet player. Anyone else?
Play trombone.
We don't want to rush the trombone.
Oh, Luke, you got a nice house, by the way.
Cheers, man.
I love the fire.
It's like a bachelor's pad.
Yeah, we're in the O'Brien house.
It is a bachelor's pad.
Oh, the Swalinko Dreams on Facebook. Do become a fan and you'll see pictures of a.
Luke's house.
No wonder insurance companies are charging more.
Gaz has already taken photos of his bedroom and bathroom.
And smelt his pants. Right, so you're going to do a few songs, yeah?
Yeah, we're doing one and then we're doing one with you.
Yeah, that's going to be the last one. I bet I'll mess it up.
The best till last. Yeah.
I bet you'll mess up the second verse.
Yeah, mate, I'll probably we'll mess up the second verse.
Specifically the second verse.
excited. The grease and gap for shooting, you're doing this out there.
Good live lounge, this is great.
what bands are you like at the moment?
Yeah, guys, what are you into? What kind of rocks?
Like local,
like
bands.
Local bands. What's hot on your nostrils?
I'll be honest, I haven't been to a few gigs. I mean, I always promote gigs, but I've been pretty busy. But
Grim Dylan.
I've always
don't
liked
laugh.
Him.
Don't laugh.
Why you like? No, I do. No, I like Grim Dylan. I ain't seen them yet. I'd like to see them. SOS, I always like them. I think they're good. Red Light were like my favourites, but you know, fuck that one up.
I'm talking about other bands now, guys.
I like Stone Monkey. I like the big ass. Yeah.
Rob loves Images. Isn't
it's pretty good. They've got a different style to.
They've got
a
pretty cool.
I think Burton's got some really interesting.
Comb-toe machine. Yeah. They were good at Derby.
Do you know it's like Dive? I've seen them at Sunstock. Yeah, I thought they were brilliant. Man. Dive. You gotta tell me I'm pronouncing it wrong now, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
Jimmy's the drummer in Dive. Our drummer's the drummer in Dive.
Yeah, I thought they were really good.
They just need to get out there a little bit more. They play some more gigs.
Is everyone looking forward to
it? I miss seeing them on the Litchfield scene.
To which festival?
Next year. I'm taking it, they'll do it. Stark and
I don't really want to play them again, in all fairness.
Why is that?
So I think.
I just didn't like it. That's it.
Getting a bit controversial.
Sunstock 1 was really good because everyone was there when Red Rock played, but we didn't play.
They burned it out a bit, or doing like 5.
Yeah, I mean it. Maybe if they do one lock a year or something.
Which one did I go to? Which one was that?
Third one.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I've
only
that's the
only
one I've been
what
to.
Like. Crowd is like making smells.
Well, what are you eating, Crowd?
Just a little
pun. Any green chum?
I don't know. What
he had some cod that's last night.
Yeah, cod and chips. I don't know.
Anything
counts
a
bin chip.
I bet everyone's turned it off by now. They won't get to Gaz D at the end of it, man.
Chance
with
what
mainstream
music,
Gaz?
Yep.
What mainstream music you
want to
listen to?
What am I?
Mumford and Sons, shout
out. Robbie Williams' new album, amazing.
What?
Yeah, really good.
like Robbie.
Yeah, it's a really good album.
I saw him on Pop Idol or whatever it's called.
Kid Cudi.
If I pick up the phone though, it'll turn off. Yeah, it's got no broken. Then I'll wait for it to go out to phone.
See, that's how live we are. Kid Cudi, I like his stuff. It's really good.
We're all massive Kid Cudi fans.
Yeah, brilliant stuff.
What, like, did you do that concert. Day and night one? At night.
What was it?
I went I went Kairos in Ashby last night, man. Anyone been to Ashby? Anyone even heard of Ashby? Yeah. It's really good. They've expanded
it,
the club.
Is it Zouche or Zouche?
Zouche.
So it's like Bon Marsh or Bon Marche or Bon Marchy.
They have some weird names down that, like, cover. Like, I've got Griffy Dam, and it sounds like characters off Harry Potter or something.
Griffy Dam.
Griffy Dam and Ashby, I don't know. But, yeah.
Hasn't Cafe Zen shut down?
No.
Has it?
Yeah.
They got a music licence lifted or something, so they keyed it.
Oh, they didn't have a music licence.
Lavi told us.
No way.
Pretty crazy, though, isn't it?
Shout out to Lavi and Alex Cannon. Because they put on gigs all the time for everyone.
Are you playing for Lavi tonight?
Yeah,
but it'll be tomorrow.
Yeah,
is it Lavi putting the gig?
Yeah.
What about these other promotions? We've got one at the Corner House now.
We're playing Corner House.
You're getting paid for
13th.
Is that Alex's place?
I'm not sure.
You're getting paid for it?
Don't
know. Because Fleabag, like, this is a band tip. No, Fleabag said, we ain't going to play it unless you give us 50 quid. And he was just like, yeah, sure.
It's better when you can just get, if you can actually, like, you know, if you have three people listening, then it's better than having,
you know, I mean, but you know, you got to cover your own back sometimes.
Oh yeah, I know.
You gig regular, like, you know, getting deep.
Can I have a Red Light Octopus t-shirt for free?
No.
Yeah, Luke, not for sure.
Oh man, I'm plugging you like mad.
Luke, I gave you a lift from Dingley's.
We're
shout out to
shout out to Dingley. He won't listen to it, so I don't know why we're doing it.
I wonder if anyone that listens to this, can you write on the Swaddling Coat Dream wall? Because on the site.
Swaddling Coat Dream.
On Facebook, yeah.
What is that?
Become a fan, it's me, I wouldn't. And my Thunderbird bass, which I haven't actually got an amp for. Thanks,
Adam
Bailey.
Adam Bailey.
Wanker. This guy is a winker, man. He looks like a real little prawn.
Howard's not here either to
G'day, mate.
Yeah, he's going back soon. He's going back at Christmas.
I thought he was back in Australia already.
No.
When are you getting Story on it?
Yeah, where's Story?
He's meant to come, like, on my face, but he's meant to come, but I don't know, he's backed out. He said that he feels he'll say the wrong things that, like, start a load of shit off. He's too honest. I think that's what we need. No.
Didn't you get rid of someone that was too honest?
I ain't got rid of no one, man.
Where's Russ?
I don't know.
Honest Russ.
He was meant to come, and then Luke was bloody being a bastard on
Facebook.
I think
he took it a bit too seriously.
I just don't think
Luke,
he wanted to come.
Right,
I don't think he got offended. I just don't.
Luke, just say sorry to him. Make it sound real.
Sorry, Russ.
Right, so Russ should be back on next week, hopefully. Me and Russ are actually doing a Christmas EP. If you go on GazD003 on YouTube, there's a few previews in that. So, that's it, I'm done. Anyone else?
I feel like I
want
to give a shout-out.
Are you going to introduce your last song?
Yeah, so
what's this, Gaz? Don't mess up the second chorus, though. Try not to, man.
Well,
or the second verse.
The intro.
Second verse, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, I try not to mess the second verse. So, yeah, I'm going to play She Loved Me remix, which is in.
With the Mighty Kites.
Yeah, that's
the first ever
Mighty Kites. Yeah. That's special, isn't it?
That is special.
Very special.
That's special. God.
Yeah, so.
So we're going to play GazD, She Loved Me, and. That's it. Thanks everyone for listening.
See ya.
Bye.
Goodbye. Woo! I said goodbye.
Introduce yourself.
How long was
your podcast?
Okay, thank you. My name's Gary Andrew Draper, but you can call me GazD from the 8th Wonder of the World, Swaddling Coat, and this is She Loved Me, part 2. Women come and go, about 6 years ago, went out with this hoe with moral zero. Step that weren't a hero, gave me that father chat. If you shab a stepdaughter, use a dobber. Don't want another baby in this house, mate, no way, fuck that. But me being a virgin and almost shot a cat out my backside, moving on wide. Hey Russ, remember that emo fuck? If I have to watch another episode of Postmodern Wank, I'm gonna jump off a ladder like shouting the money in the bank. Damn these women hard to please. Let's go.
Ain't nobody love me like you.
Say she loves me, she really loves me.
Ain't nobody love me like you.
I said she loves me, she really loves me.
Ain't nobody love me like you.
I said she loves me, she really loves me.
Ain't nobody love me like you.
She really loves me, she really loves me. She don't love me at all, I'm just a shoulder to lean on when she wanted to ball. And you told me back in 06, a shoulder to lean on becomes a dick to suck on, so you better be there for that bitch. Well, that just weren't me. I'm not clever, I'm just an MC. I go by the name of Gaz D, and I don't even know my own lyrics. Shit, bitch. Psycho, but she was better than the block. Not even gonna mention the one that I sent a picture to of my socks. And if these cocks rap about glocks, I can rap about women in linen. Where to begin, we have one thing in common, which was condom. When it was on, it was on. Apart from that, we sat bored, staring at the TV, hoping time would pass. What a bitch. Joke of a relationship, I ain't like Chris. I keep them 5 days, well, six if they take it five ways. And I went on a blind date, but we won't go into that, because the track is nearly done. I just want to thank college for the creative art block. Thanks everybody for the start. Said she'd love me, cause at the end of the day, I had the biggest heart.
Ain't nobody love me like you.
Wanted to hear it apart.
Ain't nobody love me like you.
Said she loves me, she really loves me.
Ain't nobody love me like you.
I said she loves me, she really loves me. Said she loves me, she really loves me.
Nobody loves me like you do.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I fucked up the second verse, but
oh well.
I've forgotten that one.
Gaz, you're in the zone, mate. You're in the zone.